Okay, friends. Today we are reading a story from the 5-minute Disney Pixar Stories book. This is the 4th story in the book, which is called Up, Badge Building. It was written by Brooke Vitale, and it's read today by Mommy and
Sonic the Hedgehog and Speed McCloud, who has a symbol that's a lot of white, it's a lot of red, and then
a yellow lion.
And a yellow lion's head in the middle.
I see that. Yes. Well, it's really impressive, guys. When you have a big imagination, there's no stopping you. Hey, Sonic, was it? It was Sonic, right?
He had top.
And then is this, who did you say that was? Steve McCloud? Is that right? Are you guys ready for your story?
Well, Steve Rogers McCloud.
Steve Rogers McCloud. Love it. I love it. Are you guys ready for your story? Okay. So, here we go. Up, badge building. Russell loved collecting badges. There was just one tiny problem. There weren't enough, but that was about to change.
Okay,
Campmaster Strouch began.
This is your chance to go down in Wilderness Explorer history. Each troop has been asked to submit a new Wilderness Explorer badge idea, and we'll hold a contest in 2 weeks. To enter, provide a description of your badge, an image of what it will look like, and proof you have completed the work required to earn that badge.
Russell's face lit up. A chance to earn a badge that he invented himself? He had to win this contest. Russell couldn't wait to get started, but he also wasn't sure what kind of badge to design.
What do you think?
Russell asked Carl and Doug later that day.
There are so many choices. I could take care of a rescue animal, or build a birdhouse, or...
Doug pushed a book over to Russell with his nose. Russell said, looking at the book.
Paleontology?
It means finding bones,
Carl explained.
Oh, bones.
Doug cried, panting happily. I know where bones are. Russell looked at Carl and shrugged. Paleontology did seem interesting.
Okay, Doug, he said. Paleontology it is.
Russell started right away on his new Wilderness Explorer badge idea. First, he did his research. He learned that looking for bones was called doing a dig, and that bones were called fossils. The next day, he learned what went into preparing for a dig, what tools he would need, and how scientists determined the age of the fossils they found. Finally, he was ready to stage his own dig.
Okay, Doug,
Russell said.
Lead the way.
Doug led Russell and Carl to the local park.
Here, he said. Find the bone! Find the bone! Find the bone!
Doug,
Russell started.
Are you sure? This is a playground.
Doug enthusiastically wagged his tail.
Bones are here! I have found the bones!
Russell still wasn't sure, but he decided to trust Doug. He and Carl carried their equipment over to a large oak tree and began to dig. A few minutes later, Russell spotted something in the ground.
Hey!
He shouted.
Doug was right! There are bones here!
Russell knelt down and brushed the dirt away ever so carefully. He pulled the bone from the ground.
"Doug," he said, "this isn't a fossil. This is one of your bones."
Doug happily spun around in circles. "I am a good tracker. I have found the bones." Carl laughed.
"Well, we did tell him we were looking for bones."
Russell sat down on the bench and put his head in his hands.
"Now what am I going to do?"
he asked.
"I can't dig up the whole city looking for fossils."
Carl sat down next to Russell.
"No, probably not,"
he said.
"I don't think those old fuss budgets at Town Hall would like it if you kept digging holes in their city. Paleontology is a great idea for a badge, but maybe it should wait until you have the time to do it right. There must be something else you could try."
Russell knew Carl was right. He may have lost some time, but he hadn't lost his determination to win. Now he just needed to figure out a new badge. Russell came up with idea after idea, but nothing seemed right. Astronomy was interesting, but he didn't have time to properly track the stars. He thought about farming or agriculture, but he couldn't raise livestock in the city, and besides, Doug had eaten all his seeds. Russell considered building a robot, but all the robotic books were checked out of the library. And detective work sounded exciting, but try as they might, Russell and Doug couldn't find anything to investigate.
"You know," Carl said, "maybe none of these are working because they don't mean anything to you. Is there anything you really want to learn more about?"
Russell said, pulling a chocolate bar out of his pocket and taking a bite.
"I'm not sure."
"We've never solved a mystery or built a robot, but that,"
Carl said, pointing at Russell's chocolate bar,
"is something we know you're interested in."
"Mr. Fredrickson, you're a genius,"
Russell cheered.
"I love chocolate more than anything in the world."
Now, who does that sound like?
Doug.
I was just thinking the same thing. The next day, Carl picked up Russell and Doug, and the three made their way to a local bakery.
"This is Roger,"
Carl said, introducing Russell to the owner of the shop, who happened to be a baker and a chocolatier.
"It just so happens that Roger knows everything there is to know about chocolate, and he owes me a favor."
Roger shook Russell's hand. Then he handed Russell and Carl their very own aprons and chef's hats.
"You'll need these," he said. "Come on back. Hope you don't mind getting a little messy."
All morning, Roger taught Russell about making chocolate. Russell learned that chocolate started out with a cocoa bean. The bean was roasted and crushed before being mixed with things like sugar and vanilla and milk. He even got to try mixing the ingredients together to make his own chocolate. Then came the really fun part. Using the chocolate they had made together, Roger taught Russell, Carl, and Doug how to make all sorts of different desserts, from chocolate cupcakes with chocolate frosting to chocolate cream pie. Even better, Russell got to taste everything as they baked.
"No chocolate for me," Doug said. "Just bones."
The next day was the contest. Russell looked around at his competition. Everyone had come up with great ideas. There was a woodworking badge, a roller coaster design badge, a movie-making badge, and even a badge called the Night Owl. Earning that one meant staying up all night to find and identify nocturnal animals. You remember what nocturnal means?
Mm-hmm.
It means that they don't sleep during the night. They are awake at night.
Mm-hmm.
They sleep during the day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Finally, it was Russell's turn to present his badge.
I call it the Chocolate Lover's Badge, he said. In order to earn it, you have to learn how chocolate is made, make your own batch, and make 3 different chocolate desserts.
It certainly does look tasty,
Campmaster Strouch said. Campmaster Strouch walked around the room looking at all the entries and then moved to the front of the room to announce the winner. Carl put his hand on Russell's shoulder.
You did good, he said.
Next to Russell, Doug wagged his tail.
Win the badge! Win the badge!
He said happily. Russell cut into a piece of chocolate pie and took a bite.
That is good, he said. Thank you both for helping me.
Just then, there was a cheer from across the room. The roller coaster badge had won. Carl clapped Russell on the shoulder.
I'm proud of you anyway, and you should be proud too.
You know, it's funny, Russell said. All I wanted was to win, but now that I've lost, I don't feel so bad about it. I got to learn all about something I love with you, and that's worth way more than winning a contest. Besides, building a roller coaster sounds like fun. I can't wait to earn that badge!
And that is... Yes, it is. It is the end. And you know what I think? I think we could learn a chocolate master badge right now and go and bake all the chocolate we can. Chocolate chip cookies and brownies and cupcakes and pies and puddings and all that stuff. What do you say?
No.
No? Wow.
I have a better idea.
Well, you have an idea that's better than that. What is it? Playing with the vegetables? Oh, okay. That's the end.